Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Sayla DeLico, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is June 26, 2015, and I have two young men on the show today, and I'm just really excited because we're going to be talking about an upcoming event this coming week. So definitely I would like to say hello and greetings to Mr. Lee J. Goldstein and Mr. Luigi Benito.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing just fine. It feels like a Friday.
Ah, it is a happy Friday, a good Friday. It's raining, so it's not too hot. So I am just looking forward to what this day has to bring, but definitely what we have on the show today, because you guys are doing some great things in the South Florida area. Both of you are the partners of Career Fair Connections, where connections are created. Career Fair Connections has more than 20 years of staffing and recruiting experience in numerous and varied industries. Having worked as a headhunter, a recruiting manager, and the owner of a recruitment staffing consulting firm in the past, we understand the demands of being a human resource professional and the difficulties of finding qualified candidates. We have combined our staffing talents to create Career Fair Connections, an affordable, professional, and simplified solution to enable human resource professionals to meet their goals with ease. Our mission is to create an environment where connections are created and positions are filled in the most efficient and effective way possible. Wow, that is a lot. So you guys are definitely bringing a lot to the table and helping individuals in the South Florida area either find a new career path, transitioning to a new path, or just really excited about starting their career as entry level. So tell us, how did you guys meet and how did this venture begin?
Well, obviously, you know, we're both from New York, so I kind of knew, I knew Lou a little bit from up north, and then he was down here. We met together. And, you know, like I said, with my headhunting background and being, you know, dealing with HR people all these years, and we've done, you know, we've done different kinds of business expos in the past, so we figured let's apply it to the job fair. And it's so far so good, you know.
Awesome.
And what we want to do is we really want to spread around, you know, South Florida job fairs so people can, you know, have jobs and have different careers, because we know that the job force is really, you know, nil down here. So we want to bring a little bit of New York attitude to South Florida.
Exactly. It's just creating the need and then making the connection, like I said. And you know, our goal is we're going to be doing one career fair in each county per month.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be covering the whole Tri-County area. Some of our exhibitors have a presence in more than one county, so they'll be with us in hopefully all three. Or two, or one, depending on, you know, how much area they cover. And we really, like I said, you know, we want to do this a cost-effective way and make the best, you know, event we can make possible for our exhibitors to be productive.
Well, that is awesome. And I think it is a challenge because the job market has shifted and has changed. So as your background in the HR department as well as recruitment, what is some advice you currently will have? Well, actually, before I ask that question, what changes have you seen from over the 20 years of experience in the HR department?
Well, like I said, and like I stated on my site, you know, I understand the difficulties and obstacles that HR people go through on a regular basis, because they're under the gun to fill their positions at all times. And they always, you know, they always need a fresh pool of candidates to do that. So the beauty of the career fairs is that, you know, they're always going to have the constant flow of candidates in the pipeline, you know, and also it's just going to create a bigger network for them to be, you know, be productive and fill their needs. So it's just another avenue, and instead of running an ad where, you know, this way they'll get to actually meet the individual face-to-face, you know, they'll be able to do one-on-one, they'll be able to get all their resumes, you know, on the spot. And like I said, it's just a more personable way to go about it.
Wow, that's exciting. Now, as these individuals, let's say they saw your posting on social media, what is some advice you would give to people who are wanting to either find a position or trying to transition into a different area in their career? What advice would you get for them in making that, in entering their job market? How could they be successful?
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of people have a lot of great ideas, and they just, you know, they really should do the research on the companies that will be attending the fair.
Mm-hmm.
to get an idea of what their real line of business is. And then from there, you know, they can explore into actually the types of positions that they're looking to fill. But really, it's preparing themselves for, you know, knowing, you know, having being knowledgeable about the company and what they do, and then, you know, applying their skills to how they can be helpful to that company.
So research is key, knowing the ins and outs of their prospective companies they're looking for, preparing themselves, whether it's their cover letter, their resume, any. What would you say about social media? Does social media make it easier or harder for prospective job candidates or job seekers to follow up with prospective companies or to find out what opportunities there are out there?
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is between the online presence of a lot of companies, you know, candidates can definitely do a lot deeper research on what they're looking for, their different needs through different ads that they may be posting, you know, through hard copy, you know, advertising or online. But, you know, like I said, it's the social media world is taking over in a sense. And what I like about the job fair is it's kind of like the way I recruited all my life. I've always been a cold caller. I don't believe in just sending emails to people. I'm a lot more personable. Mm-hmm. And the job fair keeps that side of the business, the line of the business alive, where people are actually face-to-face, not just through a computer or hiding behind technology.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of equates to the way I did all my headhunting over the years in recruiting was, you know, actually speaking to the individuals, you know, not just sending them messages. Like, and that's where, you know, some of the industry's going, and it's not good in a way, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people that aren't getting to meet the individual face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that is true, and I think even reading articles and trying to be abreast in the HR department, even though that's not the background or specialty, is that a lot of the newer, especially the millennials, they're losing that soft people skills because of technology. They're more, you know, they have difficulty times with verbal communication because they're not so used to having that face-to-face interaction. Do you see that there's a change even generationally, maybe from the baby boomers to the millennials to the generation that's coming after them, how there have been changes in how they seek job positions or how companies seek them out as well?
Well, like I said, it's kind of like I equate it to like the way kids are in, you know, teenagers are today. I mean, they come home from school, they put on their device, they have their whole classroom in their bedroom. You know, when we were kids, we went to the park, we didn't want to come home till your parents dragged you home. So hopefully, you know, it won't go totally that way. Hopefully, like, you know, they'll adapt some of the style that we had when we were younger back. But like I said, the job fair, the key about the job fair is it does bring people and it does create the connections, like we say in our, you know, in our motto, because it is face-to-face and it's more personable.
Mm-hmm. Now,
if we can help ourselves flourish, it's even better.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
If we can help South Florida flourish, it's even better because we love South Florida. So.
Correct. And what would you say about the companies that are coming out as exhibitors? What advice would you give to them as they're preparing to come out and meet prospective clients and potential employees?
Well, I mean, you know, the good thing is we're dealing with a pretty high-powered level of exhibitors. You know, from Carnival Cruise Lines and advertising to Citrix, which is right locally, right down the street there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people are pretty well versed in doing these shows. You know, this is a big portion of what they do for their job. So they're pretty much ready. I mean, what's nice is, you know, it's just on us to put together a great event where we can drive as much traffic as we can for these individuals to be able to do what they do best. And that's, you know, meet, brief, talk, interview, and be with these people and really, you know, get the most out of them for the little bit of time they spend together so they can take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you give us a list of maybe top five things that companies tend to look for? What are some of the things they say that will be a make or breaker situation for a prospective job seeker that they're looking at?
Can you repeat that one? I'm sorry.
That's fine. What would you say are the top five important things that companies are looking for in job seekers that would be a make or breaker?
Well, I mean, one we always encourage to dress professionally. I mean, your first your first appearance is the one that sticks out the most. Eye contact, You know, we have some, you know, be cheerful. You know what I mean? You know, smile. You know, be yourself. Be real. Bring resume. Any other material you can bring that would be helpful to give to the possible, you know, job exhibitors, you know, to the exhibitors coming in. It really comes down to, at the end of the day, just being real, and it's, you know, bringing what your skills are to the table. You know, you have about a 20 to 30 second clip to talk to an exhibitor, and you really have to be prepared to present yourself within 20, 30 seconds the most positive that you can, you know?
Now, what would you say to transitioners? Maybe someone is leaving, let's say IT, or wants to go into sales, or wants to go into a business customer service. What advice would you give to people who may be transferring to a different, different industry? What kind of advice would you give them to help them sell their transferable skills?
Right. Well, it goes back to what I said. Is if you research a company, and you know that, let's say they have salespeople, maybe you're a technical guy today, but they have salespeople that sell technology-based services, then obviously you having a technical background would be a selling point. And the fact that you feel you're personable and you can do sales, do you understand what I mean? It comes back to mixing your skills with what they're looking for and what you can bring to the table at the end of the day, especially if you were wanting to make a transaction, you know, a transition between positions, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, what advice would you give to the entry-level individuals that are just maybe graduated from high school or college and trying to work for?
You know, a lot of the organizations that we have coming, obviously, like any other organization, what makes an organization go is their sales. Department. You know, without sales, there's nothing else really. So the good thing is there's a lot of companies, whether they're insurance-based companies or healthcare or, you know, financial, that if someone is a go-getter and they seem like they can pick things up, you know, there's a lot of opportunity where these individuals will even send them out to get licensed and start a whole career with a great company from the ground floor. So with that being said, you know, even like I know Carnival, you know, they have call centers down there. There's going to be a lot of sales-oriented opportunities for these people. And, you know, that's going to always be a main thing of all the companies that they have, you know, similarities. They're always going to be looking for sales-oriented stuff.
Yeah, and so, it seems like everything that you're saying is really about personality. Yes, you need the hardcore skills, but it's really who you are as a person, your personality, if you're that into into the company's environment and kind of go along with the company, if you align with the company's philosophy or what they're looking for to take their business to the next level, then really skills are important, but not as important as maybe personality. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, I think at the end of the day, the way you present yourself and your presentation of yourself is going to go really far, you know, as far as, these companies giving you a look, you know, a good look. And, you know, again, if it's more of an entry-level type of deal, you know, the skills will come. You know, they'll give you the skills, but you need to have the initial, you know, goods to get the skills.
And what quick advice would you give on cover letters and resumes for these individuals that are coming out to this event on Tuesday?
Wait, say that one more time.
What advice would you give to them for their cover letters and resumes for these individuals coming out on Tuesday seeking job opportunities?
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I know people make various types of resumes. You know, they may, you know, knowing the vendors that are coming, they may want to alter some of the skills that they can highlight that would connect with those companies better. So there's a variety of different things people do to alter their skills to the company that they're going to be talking to. But obviously, anything that would, you know, pertain to what they're looking for that can help them would be a plus.
So we talked about social media. We talked about resume and cover letters. Now, back to social media, what advice would you give, especially for the younger generation? How important is it for their social media profiles to be up to par and appropriate?
Oh, on social media?
Mm-hmm.
Well, nowadays, I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, corporations are decent to social media. So anything that they put out there online, you know, they definitely want it to be professional and on the up and up, because a lot of times that's the way companies are checking out employees through social media. more mm-hmm. so than their actual resume, you know.
Wow.
Especially, so it's very important to be super professional on all your social media stuff.
Now, we have this big event happening next week, Tuesday, June 30th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sheraton Suites, Fort Lauderdale,
mm-hmm.
at the Cypress Creek Road. And it's being sponsored by Carnival Cruise Line and Zimmerman. So tell us about this event. What are people expecting when they get out there? How can they find out more information about it? How can
you
still have
exhibits
available that people can also
There's a few spots probably that we can squeeze in there, you know, remaining. Not too many. The show is pretty much tipping close to the 30 exhibitor point, so it's going to be a pretty large show.
Mm-hmm.
So if any exhibitors out there are listening and they'd like a spot, I mean, we would definitely try to accommodate them. The best way to do it is contact me directly at 954-818-5. Again, it's 954-818-6565. They can also go to our website at www.careerfairconnection.com. So that's careerfairconnection.com. All the information on our event. We always have our most current event right on the homepage there, which makes it really easy for everyone. And our contact info is on there as well. We're on all types of social media right now. Eventbrite. There's different ways to pre-register. You can register on our website. As far as people going to look for a job for job seekers, all we say is, you know, dress for success, bring a lot of resumes, because, you know, be prepared to give them out all over the place, all the different exhibitors that you talk to. And really, at the end of the day, we've been promoting this show for about a month and a half. We're doing every avenue we can do. We're on radio. We're in the job news. We're on the Sun Sentinel. We're on social media. So we do anticipate a pretty good turnout, and that's what we're looking at.
Wow. So they're going to gain access to a large number of candidates in a one-stop environment. You can increase brand awareness. You have an opportunity to meet with local talent candidates. You can meet and network with other corporations, add value to your company with live link ad on your company's homepage, and keep it active until the next career fair. Advertise your company on your social media platforms, save time and money, and receive an email file from your company containing all the resumes submitted to you for dissemination at the career fair. So this definitely is a must for any company in South Florida to come out and attend this event, whether you are an exhibitor or whether... Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but we also encourage any employers out there that aren't in one of our shows to come visit the show themselves hands-on, and we'll be happy to show them around, let them see what we do for future shows, because we feel that the product we put out there is great, and it's one of those things that can be really good for, you know, a future show. So we encourage people that are in the employment side to come out as well. At the employer side. And the other thing that we do, which differentiates ourselves from everyone else, is per consent of our job seekers, every resume that comes through the door, we will email a file after the show to every one of our exhibitors. So in case someone doesn't hit their booth, they're going to get a full copy of everyone's resume that comes through the door in a file. So that's another additive that we do that no one else is doing.
Wow, so this is definitely a must for any company in South Florida. So if you'd like more information about this major event that's happening here in South Florida by these two young men, it is Tuesday, June 30th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sheraton Suites off Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale. And if you'd like more information about this particular event or even to register as a job applicant, you can go to their company's webpage at careerfairconnection.com. Once again, careerfairconnection.com. That information is also on our Blog Talk Radio homepage for this particular episode, as well as on all the social media platforms connected with Fayola Delica. And Mr. Goldstein did give out his contact information if you would like more information about this event. You can call him at 954-818-6565. Again, that number is 954-818-6565. Now, before we leave the show, what is the best advice you would give to anyone, whether they're planning to hire somebody, maybe for the first time, maybe it's a small business owner or a medium-sized business, that want to branch out and realize they cannot do everything and they're looking to hire someone. What advice would you give someone?
Well, here's what I say. For the cost effectiveness and how productive they can be with us, before they would go out and run a monster ad or something like that, it would pay for them to go our route and meet the individuals. And if anything, the beauty of getting all the resumes and meeting the people is you have the ability to make multiple hires. So you may hire like one person from the show, but then down the road a month later, you still have all these other resumes and revisit them. So you could end up making multiple hires from one effort. But again, the fact that they can interview, do one-on-ones in person, that's, you know, that is the most cost-effective way to go when it can be most productive.
And you are doing Tri-County. So we look forward after this Fort Lauderdale stop to hear great things taking place in West Palm Beach County as well as Miami-Dade County. Now, what made you gentlemen come all the way down to South Florida after leaving the good old New York Big Apple?
Well, I was brought here. My grandparents are down here, and my parents wanted to be close to them. And, you know, that's why we initially moved here. And, you know, it took a while to get used to, but it grows on you. And, you know, now it's like I say the same thing I say about New York as I said in South Florida. It's nice to visit, not to live, you know. So at the end of the day, that's where we're at.
Exciting. What about you, Mr. Luigi?
Pretty much the same thing. I've been coming down to Florida as a snowbird for 15, almost 20 years, and then finally made the decision to come down to this great state. Love it. I'm never going to leave it.
Oh, wow. I wish I could say the same, but
if we can do anything to help the job market to, you know, help South Florida, that's what we're doing. That's our mission.
Awesome. Well, I know the state of Florida, and especially South Florida, is so excited to have you both down here helping to grow our economy through the job market and realizing that is things like this, events that you guys are hosting throughout the Tri-County area is definitely where people will be able to grow their businesses and make it easier for them to find great qualified candidates. So once again, it is Tuesday, June 30th, which is next week Tuesday. 11.
Yeah, mark your calendars, and we know you'll be there as well. So.
Yes, I am looking forward to being there. And really, there you go. I'm looking forward to be there, and I know the rest of our audience will as well. And we will continue promoting this event as we truly believe that it is about building our economy and building our community through supporting companies like this. So the South Florida Career Fair presented by Career Fair Connections, where connections are created. Do you guys have any last remarks before we close the show?
No, we thank you for all your time, and, you know, we look forward to having a great show. Everyone come on out. We'd love to meet you all.
See you all at the show.
All righty. Well, thank you guys so much for being in the show today. My name is Sayola D'Amico, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure, every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the great nation of the United States of America. But before we close, I would like us to give a moment of silence. As yesterday, we had a special episode for the victims of the Charleston, South Carolina church massacre. Today as well, they will be hosting more funerals and viewings of those victims. So if we could please have a moment of silence before we end our show today. May God rest his love and his faith and comfort those families, and especially comfort Mr. Dylan Ruth's family as well. As even though they may not have lost a loved one, but yet they were a part of this tragic experience because of the actions of their son. But one thing we have come to realize, that forgiveness is a part of being God's people. And the church family and all those who have been affected by losing their loved ones through this tragic, horrific accident or experience has shown forgiveness. And I just pray that we continue praying for our nation through gun violence, and we continue praying that the global leaders will realize that gun regulation needs to take place in our country. I love this country. I'm so grateful to be an American. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.